Do you get mad at yourself when you fall short of your own expectations? In today's episode, you will receive insights on how to be happy with yourself. Flawed, beautiful, imperfect, magnificent, you are all of the above. From Maui, Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. Today's wellness tool is to use the term human when you're thinking about yourself and when you're thinking about everybody else. This can create some space for you and other people to learn through your experiences instead of expecting you and everyone to be perfect before you even begin. When you expect yourself to nail it on the first try, or I'm a big one for this one, to progress faster than you're progressing, I am always in a hurry. When you have those expectations, you invite in the king of self-criticism, mind chatter. Instead, offer yourself empathy. Tell yourself, I understand. You're a human. I understand why you did what you did. You're a human. I understand why you're feeling what you're feeling. You are human. Lots of humans are struggling with the same issue. Lots of humans are feeling the same way that you're feeling. I understand. I have not always thought of people in terms of humans. Why did I start using the term human? I didn't always call people human. I used to call people really bad names. I grew up in an angry home, and I learned from my family to call people names when I was upset. For years, I called people all kinds of names. Most of the time, I kept it inside my own head, or I waited until I was alone in my car before I let it all out. I began using the term human one day when a driver cut me off. I had been practicing empathy. I had been practicing compassion and forgiveness. I had been inviting these strengths into my life through journaling and through affirmations. I didn't realize that those things were going to take hold in my life on that particular afternoon. But when I opened my mouth to call that driver a name instead of using my usual expletive, I said, "You human." This totally made me laugh. And then I tried to think up reasons why he might be in such a hurry. Maybe he was rushing to the hospital. Maybe he was rushing home to the bathroom because he had a really bad case of diarrhea. Or maybe he was overcompensating for his lack of power in other areas of his life. This is human. I've done that a lot in my life, and I am definitely human. I used to act like a mouse when I was with you in person. And then behind the wheel, I regain that power. I have since learned to open my mouth when I disagree or when I feel like I'm being ignored, which has helped me a lot to let up on the gas pedal. But I don't expect everyone to be as evolved as I am in this particular area. Some people are still discourteous drivers. I'm still not perfect on the road. When I accept myself and others where we are right now, as our imperfect selves, I don't spend the rest of the day being upset over some guy cutting me off. I don't give my power to mind chatter telling me that I deserve better treatment than that. Using the term human helps me to keep my sense of humor. When I'm laughing, my heart is happy and my head is happy too. Using the term human can help you by stripping away labels. What kind of labels am I talking about? Mom, dad, sister, brother. When you lock the people in your life into traditional roles, you set up certain expectations. Your mom should say this. A father should not act like that. You're disappointed. You're frustrated. All of a sudden, you're having a bad day because your parent did something that you don't like. Your mind chatter will definitely latch on to that. If you look at pictures of your parents when they were young, teenagers or early 20s, they were imperfect humans. They said things, they did things that were less than ideal. Then they had kids, after which they are still those same imperfect humans. It's the same with other labels: supervisor, client, daughter, son, friend, teacher. Labels set up expectations. Seeing them as human frees you to accept them as the flawed, lovable, two-legged creatures that they are. Because you know what? They are going to act the way that they're going to act, regardless of your preferences. When you let go of your preconceived shoulds, then you can enjoy your time with them. You can enjoy. You can find joy, 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 joy. The first person I want you to find joy in is you. We've been talking about calling other people human, which is a good start. Whatever you see in yourself, you see in the world, and vice versa. You practice calling other people human, and you practice calling yourself human. When you do something that you are not proud of, instead of calling yourself stupid or inadequate, see yourself as human, a magnificent masterpiece that is perfectly imperfect. Today's wellness tool is to think of yourself and others as human. Humans make mistakes. We just can't help ourselves. An affirmation that can support this change in your thinking. Okay, you ready for it? I am a perfectly imperfect human. If you need a refresher course on how to work with affirmations, I have a resource called How to Practice Affirmations. It's on my website, Wellness with Lucky, and I'll also put it in the show notes. I have worked with affirmations a lot over the years, personally and with my coaching clients. All of that wisdom I have boiled down to a few bullet points. I hope it helps. As today's episode draws to a close, I am thankful that you can use the term human to give yourself some wiggle room. Humans are weird. Humans get cranky. Humans eat too much. All of these things are acceptable. With practice, you can more easily accept yourself and the people in your life. When you're living in acceptance, you're living in peace. My next online retreat is coming up fast. It's in 2 weeks. If you put off signing up, you will miss it and nothing will change. If you want to change, if you want to grow and experience freedom, commit to this retreat today at wellnesswithlucky.com. 3 steps for growing excited about your life. Okay, you ready? Step number 1, set aside 4 hours to join me for my upcoming online retreat. Step number 2, during your retreat, nourish your spirit. Step number 3, return to your regular life revived and refreshed. I am here to tell you that it is time to claim an entire morning to yourself. An entire morning? What? During my online retreat, you will connect with yours truly and other fellow travelers on your spiritual path in 2 small group online meetings. On your own, at your house, at the beach, or in your mountaintop bungalow, you will move through 4 one-hour modules of structured, quiet me time. You will depart renewed in your spirit with a new set of wellness tools. Why do I offer online retreats? When I stumbled into my first solo Me, Myself, and I retreat, the before and after effect was huge. After the retreat, I felt like a new woman. Okay, so this is how it went down. A few years ago, I was in overwork mode. Now, thankfully, I'm choosing more balance in my life, but then I worked all the time. Back-to-back appointments, day after day after day after day. Then, a hurricane here on Maui shut down my plans. The morning of the hurricane, quote-unquote hurricane, we only got heavy rain. But with the prediction of a hurricane, I canceled all of my appointments. I found myself with an entire morning of nothing. Nothing scheduled, nothing on my agenda. I realized, well, actually I received a message from God, that I had not had a spiritual clearing in a long time. I decided to seize the day, carpe diem, and not let the opportunity slip through my fingers. I spent the morning journaling, I meditated, I consciously connected with my higher power, I did an art project that was therapeutic, I processed all of the emotions that I had been too busy to deal with. It was an intense 4 hours. And then my belly started growling and I ate lunch. The rest of the day I just did regular stuff. The next morning when I woke up, I felt like a new woman. I felt light, I felt bright, I felt calm, and I felt happy. This feeling of freedom floated with me for several days. After a few weeks, I realized that I was feeling heavy again. I needed another spiritual retreat. This time, I asked a friend to join me. The night before our retreat, we talked about the issues that we were going to dive into. Then the next morning, separately, we each did our own spiritual retreat, and then we talked again afterward. It felt good to have a loving friend to be my accountability partner so that I followed through on my commitment to myself. And it was lovely to have her bear witness to my struggles and my growth. At the end of the retreat, we celebrated our victory. This is why I am offering an online retreat to you now. Engaging in retreat every couple of months has offered me emotional freedom. You deserve that too. You have been searching for something to make your life better. This is that something. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Sign up right now at wellnesswithlucky.com. For more tips on how to hush up that mind chatter, connect with me through wellnesswithlucky.com, on YouTube and Facebook at Wellness with Lucky, or on Instagram at, you guessed it, Wellness Lucky.